Good morning. It is 10:31 a.m. We are here today, January 11, 2021, via Zoom meeting for the hearing regarding order to show cause of OPAPA 20-003, Basil Food Industrial Services Corporation versus the General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Clarissa Roki and legal counsel Joseph McDonald. Will appellant Basil Food please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. This is Clarissa Diaz, and I'm here representing Basil Industrial Food Services. Today with me, I have the president of Basil, Michael Zhu, and the vice president, James Zing.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GSA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record? You're on mute, Ms. Miller.
Sorry, can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Good morning. Sandra Cruz Miller from the Office of the Attorney General, representing GSA, purchasing agency.
Thank you. Will interested party SH Enterprises Inc. please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Vanessa Williams on behalf of SH Enterprises Inc. And present today via Zoom are Mr. Tae Min, president of SH Enterprises, and Hui Sik Min, vice president of SH Enterprises. I also know present with them is attorney Edward Han, who I believe will be acting as their translator if necessary today.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Okay. This was denoted as an order to show cause, but I received no filings in the 30 days since I issued it. Ms. Miller might have been a law clerk at the time when I was still on the lower court and probably heard stories about how impulsive and impetuous I could be on the bench. But others haven't suffered me. I decided instead today to allow the parties to fully brief this issue. This issue is very important in that it is a hearing, will be a hearing on a debarment. And so consequently, it's my decision today that I will allow all the parties 2 weeks from today to file hearing briefs. And 5 days after that, I would like to have your responses to the each other's hearing briefs if you want. But 2 days after your briefs have been filed, which would be about the 27th, I want your exhibit list and your witness list. And I want to schedule the formal hearing for the 8th of February. The reason why I put it off that far is that I'm hoping that by that time the governor would have taken us off PCOR 1 and we could have a in-person hearing. I know that Ms. Williams at the last hearing wanted an in-person hearing. For the formal hearing of the case. And so I'm hoping that by February the 8th that we will be out of PCOR 1 and be able to conduct a hearing with everybody present upstairs. I will schedule on February the 4th a tentative status. If the governor doesn't take us off PCOR 1 by the end of January, then let's meet on February the 4th to find out how we'll conduct the hearing on the 8th if we're not going to be able to do it in person. Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I do, Your Honor. I just want to know, I believe it was Ms. Diaz and Basil that had preferred the in-person hearings. We can proceed. My client's preference is in-person or via Zoom is fine.
Well, I would have had it on this hearing on the 1st of February, but I already scheduled it. I have a formal hearing scheduled for the 1st. That's why I scheduled this for the 8th. So why don't we go with this briefing schedule? I want this thing fully briefed in the event that it does go up on appeal. Okay. And I want the witness list and exhibit list and everything timely, okay? We will issue an order from today, and it'll be forthcoming, but you all know that 2 weeks from today, I want to give you enough time to do a full trial brief on this case. I decided to spare us with motions because I probably would not be granting any motion because I want to hear all the evidence. So any motion to dismiss or any summary judgment motion, I probably would not be predisposed to giving because I want to have all the evidence and testimony on record in the event this goes up, which I anticipate it will. And I'd like to have a full record on appeal. Okay?
Yes, understood.
Does anybody want to be heard? Otherwise, we can adjourn.
Nothing from me, Mr. Cruz.
And nothing from me either.
And would you tell GSA it is involved in this case?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're off the record at 10:40 a.m. Thank you, everyone.